Number 37. Friendly fire. The layer of congealed materials lay as a clue to the searing heat of the conflagration. Policemen had confined the crowd to a small area by the conifers, although a few journalists congregated closer to the charred building, despite the police's threat to confiscate their cameras. The reporters were told that it was impossible to confirm the cause of the fire until further investigation. However, the configuration of the remains suggested arson. The building belonged to a conscripted soldier named Henry, who left his connubial home to fight abroad. He swore to his wife that he would be true to his conjugal vows and return to her. His wife consented, despite the possible consequences of his absence. Their marriage had been a congruous one, and the soldier was sad to leave his congenial wife. As he left his home, he readied himself to conform along with his fellow soldiers. He never thought himself to be a conformist, and found himself confounded by his reaction to the army. Henry was happy with the congruence, despite the congested living conditions. His closest friend was a man with a congenital deformity on his face called Jeremy. Jeremy was a connoisseur of cigars and seemed to conjure them from nowhere on the battlefield. As the conquest lengthened, Henry felt that they were perhaps consanguineous. This became the general consensus in the battalion, and they almost seemed conjoined. However, their feeling of consanguinity would soon disperse into a feeling of connivance, because Jeremy seemed to covet Henry's wife. When Jeremy asked to see pictures of Henry's wife, the connotations were obvious. When Jeremy queried if the marriage had been consecrated, Henry lost his temper. He hit Jeremy in the face, leaving a mark that left both sides of his deformed face congruent. Henry was a conscientious fighter, and the blood from Jeremy's nose was like a confluence flowing to his chin. Henry then confronted Jeremy, told him to stop his conniving and grow a conscience. Jeremy dismissed Henry's accusations and conjectured that he was mad, which ruined his attempt at conformity. The conglomeration of weapons attached to Jeremy's uniform forced Henry to forget their personal conflict and swallow his conjunctions. After the enemy had been conquered, Jeremy remembered the accusations and vowed to take revenge. The final investigation of the fire confirmed it was arson. A number of explosive materials had been conflated into a highly flammable conglomerate using a popular military technique. The couple inside perished.